This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is all important because this place, this capital of the United States, has been a beacon of democracy to the world. The fact that it was assaulted on a day which the Constitution called for for us to ascertain, to certify the President of the United States as voted by the Electoral College and the American people, made that day especially harmful to our democracy and our Constitution.
What really happened on January 6th? Now there is a commission to decide what happened and to investigate, or at least there's massive discussion about it. The party of Republicans broke apart over this commission vote. Mitch McConnell wants to kill the January 6th commission, as does Kevin McCarthy, the two big leaders in the Republican Party. How are you, America? Welcome to the show. I'm Kate Delaney. Thanks for joining us. Just a little slice of what we're talking about here. That was Nancy Pelosi, of course, the Speaker of the House. We remember January 6th. People have different thoughts on where and what should have happened, where people should have gone, what should have happened that day, and will there be a full-on investigation? You heard Nancy Pelosi, and she said the formation of the January 6th Commission will be modeled off the investigation that took place after the 9/11 attacks, and it's been delayed for months. I mentioned Kevin McCarthy wants the committee to investigate far-left forms of political violence, and Mitch McConnell says this is really a no-go and that this is the Democrats reaching in a much different direction. So according to the House Homeland Security Committee, look, the commission will be charged with studying the facts and circumstances of the U.S. Capitol attack as well as the influencing factors that might have provoked it. I mean, we remember the images. Five people died during or shortly after the riot, including one Capitol Police officer. Two officers who helped fight back the mob later died by suicide. But this all does come down to a vote. The legislation expected to pass the House. The vote is big. The commission faces an uphill battle in the Senate. It would need the backing of 10 Republicans to pass the 50-50 split in the upper chamber. And McCarthy clearly says the renewed focus by Democrats to now stand up an additional commission that ignores the political violence that has struck American cities, a Republican congressional baseball practice, and most recently the deadly attack on the Capitol Police on April 2nd, 2021. He says the presence of the political violence in American society can't be tolerated. It can't be overlooked. I have communicated this to our Democratic colleagues for months, and its commission or omission is deeply concerning in the focus on this commission. So here's what Nancy Pelosi had to say about the blowback from Republicans who don't want to go there.
You have to ask them, but it sounds like they're afraid of the truth, and that's most unfortunate. But hopefully they'll get used to the idea that the American people want us to find the truth, and that is what we intend to do.
And again, to be sure, 35 Republicans broke from the party on this vote, so that's pretty big news, with the yeas and the nays. The House voted Wednesday to approve the legislation to establish the independent commission. Like I said, what happens in the Senate, that upper chamber, is the key thing, because that is the uphill battle. That is the Republican resistance, which is growing. Wednesday's vote, which came as some Republicans tried to downplay the violence that happened on January 6th and align themselves with a different version, was still opposed by most rank-and-file Republicans. After House GOP leaders mobilized against, you know, this agreement that had been struck by fellow Republican Congress folks, they decided, no, the margins are an important indicator because of how many House Republicans are willing to go against party leadership. So what does that mean with the Senate? Supporters of the plan need at least 10 Republicans in the Senate to join all 50 Democrats in the chamber. That's the only way they can overcome a 60-vote filibuster and pass the bill. And again, I will emphasize, the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he's opposed to the bill, but wouldn't say if he'd actively whip up his fellow Republicans against it. Moderate Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine said changes, and we've heard this from a few people, would have to be made to the bill before she could support it. Steny Hoyer, Senate House Majority Leader, Democrat, of course, said, we're going to pursue this one way or the other. Any attempt to obstruct, to hide, to dissemble will not succeed. And then ahead of the vote, Minority Whip Steve Scalise's office sent a letter to members informing them that the leadership was now advocating Republicans vote against the legislation, which was a reversal from what Republican leadership had previously said. They had previously said, don't lobby any members on the measure. So now they're actively, at least some, measuring against it. You heard Pelosi there, the Republicans not chatting it up in this last day or two, although among themselves, and being quoted from the past, etc. But it's an interesting narrative, and it's, to me, I think, a mistake by the Republicans. Why wouldn't you press on and have that commission? Okay, if there's things that are being proposed that you disagree with, as Susan Collins is saying, that's fine. Pick some of that apart, because there wasn't so much of that opposition before. I mean, debating this. I mean, in this country, we can't even look into something that we see clearly happening on video in front of our faces. Are you kidding? To me, what happened was so damaging to Republicans who wanted none of that nonsense and who didn't want to see the Capitol torn up and who think it's an abomination and a complete affront. Lots and lots of great Republicans in this country not happy with it. Again, I understand if the bill is too expansive and there's things in there that you don't like, but that's about coming back to the table and negotiating it. But on the broader sense of not looking into more specifics of what happened, I just don't get it. I think of, you know, the officer who died. Is that not owed to his family to look into that? Or to the family of others? Wow. Wow. What is it? Find the common ground. But right now, there is a Republican split in the House, I just told you, over the January 6th commission legislation. So now there's confusion in the Senate. What else is new in the divided states of America? Odds and ends coming up.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-4255. 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today. A deal, all part of odds and ends this time around. So let's make a deal. The deal for the pipeline to get control back of it with this whole ransomware thing that disrupted the really the way of life as far as pulling into a gas station in the southeast and parts of the northeast, that Colonial Pipeline hack. The actual figure that was paid by Colonial to the group holding them hostage was $4.4 million. That was the ransom. They needed control back of their computer systems so they could restart fuel delivery to the East Coast. Finally, the Colonial CEO, Joseph Blunt, said the decision to pay off a hacking group was the right thing to do for the country. He said the payment was controversial since the feds largely encourage companies don't incentivize further cyber attacks by compensating bad actors. And there is a big point to that, right? But Blunt said the payment was necessary because of the infrastructure. He said the pipeline supplies, and we know this from what we've been talking about, almost half of the East Coast fuel. And almost immediately, the stoppage set off waves of panic buying. It's clear how far hackers had reached into their network and what other systems were at risk. So there was a big clarification of that because there was conflicting accounts of what the company was doing. I mean, initially it was reported that they had no plans to pay the ransom. No plans. But then there was suddenly the reversal that, yeah, they did pay. And finally, there was the confirmation that, yes, Blunt decided to pay the ransom, he said, almost immediately. He said, he admitted he wasn't comfortable seeing money go out the door to people like that. And, of course, the feds are linking the attack to DarkSide, a Russian-based black hat group responsible for $46 million in ransom payments in 2021 alone. Could be more than that. DarkSide last week said it was shutting down. Yeah, right. Due to pressure from the U.S., they somehow got a message through to other partners in the ransomware business. Well, it must be a big business. And according to a blog post to a cybercrime intelligence firm, that's it. We're shutting down. We've made so much money. Why do we have to keep doing it? But hacking groups do this. After high-profile operations and getting ransom, they come up with a new identity. That's what they're going to do. I can't imagine. They ride out the storm, come up with a new identity. That seems plausible to me. The good news, the pipeline resumed full operations on May 13th. Gas prices already skyrocketed, though, in some areas. The nationwide average cost of gas jumped from $2.96 the day of the cyber attack to $3.04. In Washington, D.C., half of the service stations remain without fuel. Prices jumped to $3.10 a gallon. And, you know, the operational systems of Colonial weren't affected, but it halted fuel service out of an abundance of caution. It sent staff traveling the length of the 29,000-mile pipeline to inspect for physical damage. And they positioned 300 workers along the route to secure the infrastructure. So, yeah, this wasn't just something on the inside. No, they had to disperse people along the pipeline. They told employees not to log onto the company's corporate network because there were a lot of execs that were rushing to contact people at the FBI and Homeland Security, cybersecurity, infrastructure security agency, all that kind of stuff. But they said, no, 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 no. And so then that's what happened. I mean, there is a tick up or an uptick in targeted ransomware attacks. You know, we're seeing this in other places, too. Matteo Gorges is going to join us from VigiTrust next week. He's right in the middle of all this, and of course having a company that's based in the U.S. and in Ireland, and we'll talk to him about ransomware, what's happening, etc., and what he knows, because he's been very, very busy talking to lots and lots of people about this. In the know, this is his business. He's a cybersecurity expert. And a cybersecurity expert warned, you know, the U.S. last week, lawmaker types, that the world was on the cusp of a different kind of pandemic. Great. We get out of one pandemic, the SOB of the elusive virus, and we're not even really out completely, right? With variants and our friends in India and other places really struggling hard while we're seeing the sun rise on it. But so now we're going to have to deal with cybersecurity, but it's not something we didn't know about. You know, look, we have a cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency at the Department of Homeland Security. Of course we do. They get malware, that ransomware is a form of malware, and it's more prevalent than ever. Why? Because once you grab hold, what can you do when you're Colonial Pipeline and you have smashed into a U.S. energy infrastructure? That you got to pay. I mean, the government can say don't pay, but then what happens? The prices already jump up. People race to get gas. You know, and ransomware is a malicious computer code that hackers know how to deploy to block an individual or organization's access to your own computer network. And then the idea is they extort a ransom. You get that, right? And it's one of the most common, and we've had other people on to talk about this, it's one of the most common forms of malware. They do phishing emails. That's scary, so watch your emails. They persuade the user to download a file. Don't download files from people you don't know. Visit an infected website, and then poof, they gotcha. And it's so easy how it can happen. I was talking to someone the other day who's a huge cybersecurity network expert for the government, and he kind of operates in the shadows in a sense, and said, well, it's obvious, especially when you have people coming in using different sticks, putting things into computers, plugging things into systems. I mean, they're bringing things from the outside world, and there's other ways to have your infrastructure infiltrated. It's not as hard as you think. I mean, look, in the past week, hackers published personnel files of D.C. police officers. They caused city services in Tulsa to shut down. They paralyzed a California hospital system. What? Yeah. Vulnerable to attacks? Yes, we are. Of course we are. Local government, school districts, small businesses. What kind of response do you have to shore up cybersecurity in the face of any kind of a threat? Think about it. And boy, it can cost, right? I mean, it can cost millions, as we saw with Colonial. And it can be an entire city. You know, in 2020, 111 federal, state, and local governments and agencies reported they were struck. How much do you think that cost? $915 million. Emisoft, which is a cybersecurity company, estimates that number. They came up with that number in crunching what happened in these various spots. And, of course, hackers can demand any sum of money they believe a company or government's going to pay to get back online. And when you're stuck and you need to be unstuck and you have clients and you have other people relying on you, what do you do? All right, the Postal Service, how about this? Senators reached a bipartisan deal to overhaul USPS finances and tighten accountability requirements. Thank goodness. It means it's not going to go away. We actually are still going to have a postal service. Perhaps they're trying to save it anyway. The bill is identical to a version that advanced in the House. It repeals $5 billion a year in mandatory retiree health care expenses, requires future postal retirees to enroll in Medicare, and they would save $30 billion over the next decade. The bill would also see the Postal Service develop a public online mail delivery performance dashboard. Customers can view the on-time delivery metrics by zip code every week. That's important to people because why? The need for speed. We just want it to get there. That's why we go elsewhere. So if we're in a business situation, that's what we want. And hats off to Corey Kluber, who tossed a second no-hitter in 2 days. Not him, but another team had a no-hitter. He did it for the New York Yankees. First time that a Yankee has done it since 1999. Did it against the Texas Rangers. Congratulations to him with a 2-0 victory. Mailbag next.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The European Union is set to reopen its doors ahead of the summer tourist season. The 27 member states approved a plan on Wednesday that would reopen the bloc to travelers that have been fully vaccinated against COVID and to tourists from an approved list of countries that are considered safe. The policy is expected to be formalized by next week, with some countries able to open up immediately depending on their preparations. The move was seen as vital to the economies of popular tourist areas like Greece, hit hard by travel lockdowns. And the House has passed a bill to create a 9/11-style commission to investigate the deadly riots at the Capitol in January. The panel would be tasked with making recommendations for the Capitol's security and preventing another similar event. The bill is expected to meet strong resistance in the Senate, where Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Wednesday that he's against the measure. You're listening to USA Radio News. During a Wednesday phone call, President Biden called on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to de-escalate military operations against Hamas as progressive members of his party are pushing him to publicly call for a ceasefire. But some Democrats are expressing their support for Israel. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says that he wants to see the fighting stop, but the Maryland Democrat tells CNN that Hamas needs to stop firing rockets into Israel.
Clearly we want the fighting to stop. Clearly we want innocent civilians to be safe. But the fact of the matter is, Hamas does not respond to requests, and they initiated rockets. They've been doing rockets on a regular basis, and it would be irrational not to think that the Israelis are not going to respond to protect themselves and their people. However, the president wants, and I think he's talked to Netanyahu, wants the fighting to come to a close and try to see if we can negotiate. But frankly, terrorists are very difficult to negotiate with.
This is USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
About the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's dig in the mailbag. Dig in the mailbag.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Yeah, let's dig in the mailbag. We don't have to dig very far. A lot of you have lots of hot opinions about this commish on January 6th and what really happened and a few other things along the way, too. So let's dive in. This one is from Mac, and he says, Delaney, oh, my, I don't understand it. Lifelong Republican, you know that. I voted for Trump twice. Don't like everything about the man. Liked a few things about him. I think what happened on January 6th as an American was despicable. I cannot believe Republicans, some of whom I like, are so against having a commission to look into January 6th. Look, the people who went there and destroyed and demolished property and were going after none other than not only Nancy Pelosi, but Mike Pence. Give me a break. We all saw what the video showed and the lack of response. Clearly, it would be smart to get the facts, investigate, and see exactly what happened that might have been missed. We look like fools on the Hill by not trying to unravel this, and it's a disgrace to the officer's family who was killed in that melee. Trying to pretend that it was just some people that were overly excited is asinine, and I'm embarrassed for the Republicans who do not understand that this should be investigated. What have they put in their Wheaties? All right, Mac, I laughed because what have they put in their Wheaties? Well, I agree. I mean, look, it was one of the darkest days in history. I mean, period. And you think of the even the Capitol Police officer Howard Liebengood, who died from suicide a couple of days after that because of what happened and how awful he felt. And you remember, we clearly heard that going through the halls chanting, "Hang Mike Pence," you know, "Hang Mike Pence." What would have happened if they had gotten to Mike Pence? I mean, regardless, it's outrageous. The assaults on the Capitol resulted in the deaths of 5 people. 140 police officers, hear me, 140 police officers. Is this how we care about the men and women in blue? Were injured. Many severely. One lost an eye. That was just people that were going there to tour the Capitol. Get out of here. All right, so besides Mac, and you heard what Mac said, hardcore Republican, voted for Trump twice. There's this one from John who's kind of similar to Mac, and he's listening to us in the great state of West Virginia. And John says, "Kate, a big shout out to the Mountaineers. I love it when you love our Mountaineers. But that aside, I don't understand what some of the Republican leadership is thinking when they're trying to block a commission to look into January 6th and that attack on the Capitol. I've been a Republican my whole life. I come from Republican stock. I don't always agree with some policies, but I like most of them, and I like the ideology. I don't like what the Republicans looks like, what they're doing anyway, in the Senate. It makes no sense to me that you wouldn't create a commission, because it would be bipartisan anyway, and you could then look into some more specifics of what perhaps we don't know that could help protect, defend our most precious way of life, which is liberty. And to have people that, whether we disagree with them, and they set our hair on fire because of some of the thinking on the left, which that would be me, I certainly don't want to see anyone hang or have them shot or any of that, because we don't live in a banana republic, and this is why we live in the United States of America. And the rest of the world was laughing when they saw that attack on the U.S. Capitol. It was a terrible, terrible day in our history. We deserve an accurate account of what happened. All right, touche. I mean, there's two Republicans. Yep, absolutely. That's it. I think what you said right there, we deserve an accurate account of what happened. Just an accurate account of what happened. If there's problems with the mechanism of how this commission is going to go down, it would be bipartisan. You're right, we know that. You know, the legislation is modeled on the commission that was created to look at September 11th, the terrorist attacks. And its two leaders, Tom Keene and Lee Hamilton, came out in support of the bill on Wednesday. I just, you know, there is no words. Figure it out. If there's things that you don't like in it, if Mitch McConnell doesn't like something that's in the form of what they're trying to do in the commission, then negotiate, fix it. Make it so it's not problematic. And just focus on what's the accurate account. All right, let's move on from that. I got a few others, but most of them kind of are in that same vein. So then here's something different. This one is from Howard, and Howard says, Kate, you know, it's interesting looking at what's going on in Israel and with the Israelis and the Palestinians. It just seems as though we're kind of in disarray as to our response. I understand that Netanyahu and Biden talked, but then in the end, it's like Netanyahu is doing whatever he wants, and of course he will. He's leading that country. But it seemed as though that there was peace in the offing somewhere, somehow, but apparently not. What in the heck is going on? And why didn't Biden confront the prime minister in Israel and demand some kind of a de-escalation? Looking at what's happening there and the people that are dying, the Palestinians, and the shift that's happening to Israel, it just makes complete lack of sense to me, the utter chaos. Chaos probably is a good word here. Yeah, Biden didn't do anything for days, and it was mind-numbing. And then he did and talked about, let's get on some sort of path to a ceasefire. And, you know, here's the thing. But what's the ceasefire is not happening, right? So usually Biden is pretty blunt or blunt-ish, right? And then finally, there was this demand that Israel de-escalate its military attack on Gaza and the rift that it's creating between the countries and what's happening with some of Israel's supporters in the United States. But how many days did that take? So even though the White House has told Netanyahu that things are shifting around and that there are lawmakers who have been supportive of Israel, they're starting to not feel as though they want to back Israel so much because of this dust-up, this continued dust-up with the Gaza Strip and the Palestinians. So Netanyahu vowed to continue the military offensive until the aim is met. So more Hamas targets are going to be destroyed. So I guess that there is a big disconnect with the new president, Biden, because damned if you do, damned if you don't. He's just doing what he's going to do, and that's what he said. It's weird because if you think of Netanyahu, his own domestic political position is kind of, you know, he's kind of on shaky ground. And very much, you know, embraced Donald Trump. So while Netanyahu says he greatly appreciates the support of the American president, hey, thank you, but we're going to return to what we're doing. And that's it. And we're going to return the calm and security to the citizens of Israel. I mean, look, the U.S. has no authority to slam a ceasefire on Israel, but what is the White House message? If he carries the conflict on, you're losing backing in D.C. That's the threat. And what does that mean? I think it's vague, right? So it's the same thing of, let's just wait and see. I hate those words. Let's wait and see, wait and see. Let's wait and see what happens. So this strategy to me is, you know, this, I don't know, the strategy to me, there's no line in the sand, that's for sure. There's no line in the sand on this. And Israel doesn't look like it's going to de-escalate anytime soon. The aim is to destroy Hamas as much as they can. And so that might mean that you're going to see more children and more women and more people caught in this crossfire, because especially with the Palestinians, that's exactly what's happening. All right, here's another one. This one is from Amy. And Amy says, hi, Kate, I've been listening to you talk about people working from home, what the statistics look like. It's a brave new world out there. I think you talk about reinvention, and there's going to be a lot of reinventing as companies, small businesses, entrepreneurs try to find their footing in a different kind of world. So for people who think they won't be working remotely, think again. Maybe even part-time you'll be doing the remote thing. I think a lot of C-suite types are meeting and trying to figure it all out. Yeah, guess what? That's wait and see again. Perfect place to end this. Mail me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Order of some sort, or just the great Dick Wolf. If you watch what I call regular TV, since so many people stream everything now, oh, let's binge watch until your eyes pop out and you're watching whatever series you're watching on Netflix or Amazon or HBO Max, whatever it might be. But there's still some people, and I know you're out there and you're listening to me, and you watch regular tube, you know, CBS, NBC, ABC, perhaps you throw in a couple of the cable stops along the way. But would you believe that Dick Wolf, who is the mastermind behind Law and Order, he's the creator, and he is really the godfather of what they call TV procedural, is going to have 3 straight nights of full primetime programming blocks being broadcast this coming fall. I'm going to say that again. One man, nine straight hours of primetime television across CBS and NBC. So he's got, besides SVU, Law and Order, all of that, he's got an FBI, a second FBI spinoff, FBI International, that's coming on. That's between OG FBI, which is being promoted into the former NCIS time slot, and the third season of FBI Most Wanted. Some of you are like, I have no idea what she's talking about. And then you go to Wednesday, and Dick Wolf moves to his regular network, NBC, and Chicago. It's Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. So how about that? And then you go to Thursday, and you have the Law & Order spinoff, Law & Order for the Defense. That's there, and that's season one. There's the Law & Order franchise and Law & Order SVU, season two of Law & Order Organized Crime. Wow. If you like crime shows, cop shows, all that sort of stuff, you are going to love regular TV, and Dick Wolf knows it, right? And here's the big mic drop moment. Besides controlling all this programming, what do you think his net worth is? $550 million. Boom! Right? So he's the guy. He's the guru. He's nailed this. It's crazy because if you know anything about writing, and we've had people on that are script writers and have written for Hollywood projects, it's so hard to get things made. But, I mean, this is a guy. He's 74 years old. See, age doesn't matter when you just got the goods. He's 74 years old, and he is this, like I said, modern-day godfather of TV procedural, and he gets it. So boom, you got the method, you plug them in, you plug the stars in, the people in, you get the cast together, and it's formulaic, and people like it, and this is what they want to see. We want to see FBI, we want to see action, we want to see crime, gritty things, that kind of stuff, and it's working, and of course they're getting enough ratings. Where's the laugh, Dick Wolf? Is anybody going to laugh on any of your shows? Where's the comedy? Where's that? Where's the comedy in that? At some point, comedy anywhere, please, somebody? I guess you have to tune in. Yeah, we're going to have joke night here on the show, or at least, you know, Friday One Line or something. And I'm not knocking Dick Wolf because, hey, I'm a fan. I am a fan of the whole Law & Order franchises. When I was on the air in New York, I would, and I'd be in between things. One of the engineer guys would say, hey, Law & Order's on. And we would sit back there and we would eat our dinner together and we would talk about what happened on Law & Order and what we thought was going to happen next and who our favorite characters were. I mean, this is in between Yankee games and everything else that was happening. So I understand because I get his kind of writing, and it's just interesting that one person knows how to really pump this out. Hopefully he's mentoring a bunch of other knuckleheads in Hollywood that can pick up the mantle for him. And if I'm running a network, I'm looking for the next Dick Wolf, because who's coming up behind that's got these great ideas that continues the legacy of what he started, or they start something, you know, something else. And coming out of the pandemic, so to speak, what is it that Americans are craving? Is it more laughs, or is it more gritty shows, or, you know, what is it? Or are people more like me, where you're more eclectic and you like a little of this and give me a little of that and give me a little of this, and, you know, I'll mix that in. But hey, with streaming is the bomb, and it's got to be tough for the networks because things are so parceled out, and the huge ratings they used to get probably two decades ago are just not where the numbers are different, because there's so many other ways to consume shows, to consume, you know, whatever you want, whatever time you want. And we know that from radio. We know that that's the way the world is now, and it just depends on your taste, right? So once again, we thank all of you for listening to us as we bounce around on this show. It's just a good reminder of that, right? I've been saying this on the show that, you know, people have talked about UFOs. We've had people on about citing things and saying that people made fun of them, whatever. But now you have this report that's coming out, and people are, I think some people are curious, some people are frightened, some people are excited, some people don't want to know. But this report that's been collected, they're going to release information on the most information they've ever released to the public. And this comes after the Navy released evidence in 2017 and 2018 of sightings. So, what is the Department of Defense saying? And one of the leads, the former director anyway, said that some of the sightings don't have explanations. They just don't have explanations. So we can do a lot of what ifs, and we can try to, throw it against the wall, and then we can say, well, we don't know. When we don't know, it might be problematic and it becomes real, but we don't know. So I want to see what the we don't know is, especially, and I think I talked about this the other night, the description from that Navy pilot who said in 2004 off of Southern California that it wasn't just him, it was three other pilots. They saw an unexplained area of white water surrounded by a calm sea, like it was rolling, it was roiling, and they call it roiling, and it looked like sort of a tic-tac object, and it was moving above the white water area. Can you imagine being a pilot and seeing that? Hey, what is that down there? What could that possibly be? So it's being, they're going to have this unclassified report. And creating it had to be a beast to try to figure out, okay, what's unclassified? And the information, it's going to include information that can't be explained. But it's going to be there for us to see. I mean, there's been sightings not just in the U.S., but all around the world. And when you talk about sightings, it's not always just a pilot or it's a satellite picking up something unusual. There are other things that are being picked up. So then you just got to think about it. Do you want to know what's out there? Do you really want to know? And we've talked about before the possibility of what else is out there? What other life forms could be out there? Kind of makes me want to go back and watch all of the shows that I watched that dealt with unidentified flying objects. And there are some. And creatures from other time zones and dimensions. All of that. Expanding the mind of the possibilities. The what ifs, actually. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.